All right, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the weather jury, it is time to bring in the judge, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
How we got to that one, bro?
Well, because, you know, you are the person that passes the sentence each day on the forecast.
Oh, okay.
That's the
best. Talking about that, it's amazing that you went there. I received an email yesterday from my former doctor's nurse. Now, this is the doctor that I had for many, many years that was put away. They accused him of writing too many, narcotic prescriptions, right? And she told me that she was able to speak to him briefly, crying on the phone because he will not be sentenced until January of 2021.
Wow.
What I don't understand is how he could be in this detention center for over 2 years without having a sentence.
It's unfortunately the way justice goes along. Does he have lawyers fighting it all along the way and everything like that?
Yeah. Ton of money.
Sometimes you think that the lawyer... You hate to say this, but the lawyers stretch this out to make more money. But
make more money.
That's a wrong thing to say. Because that's not really what happens. But it's just that our criminal justice system moves incredibly slow for some people, and the more money and the more power you have, the quicker it moves.
Obviously, yeah.
I mean,
feel bad for him. I really do.
Well, just look at this Paul Manafort and all these guys.
Right.
How long it took. And look at this guy now. The guy was accused with the scam with the wall. Their trial date is not set for until next summer. Next summer.
Yeah, but at least he's not put away.
Well, there's the difference, Pat. Yeah, you just hit upon it. There's the difference in having money and not having money.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, as far as the verdict goes for today, I just call it partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Then cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. We'll have clouds and showers tomorrow, 75 to 80. Variably cloudy Thursday with showers and a thunderstorm, mainly afternoon, mid-80s. Turns partly sunny, less humid on Friday, but it's warm, 80 to 85. And your Saturday and Sunday will be in the 70s with fair skies and low humidity. So we know at least 2/3 of the holiday weekend will be nice.
2/3.
We're not sure about Monday, yeah.
All right, 2/3. Well, hey, you know, now a good friend of mine, Charlie Parker, was he said that there was like a little depression that formed off the coast and is heading out to sea.
That is correct. Of course, they didn't name it because it's only a depression. It's off North Carolina, and it is moving out. There's another one near Jamaica that's moving toward Honduras, and there's another one along the African coast that is moving west. How about that?
West.
Yeah, well, that's where they all move.
Yeah.
They all move west.
Go west, young hurricane.
Yeah,
go
they're
west.
In, yep. They're in that flow, that easterly flow. So the tropics, you know, and the 10th is actually the peak of hurricane season. So, you know, they really ramp up as we go toward the middle of the month. There's no doubt about it. And no doubt you probably heard that the Farmer's Almanac is calling for a colder winter, snowy winter. They're calling for a blizzard in February.
Yeah.
That is not the same thing that I said. Just to clarify, I told you that I expected a superstorm. Why did I call it a superstorm? Because I don't think it's just going to be snow. And we'll see. We'll see who's right.
Superstorm.
Yeah. Meaning, a very large storm that affects a lot of real estate and tons of precip, but not necessarily all snow.
All right. I get that. I get it.
Yeah. So that's my thinking. But the Farmer's Almanac, they really went on a limb and went for an outright blizzard. I mean, that's really going out on a limb.
But they always go out on the limb like that.
Yeah, they do. And yeah, I hate to say it, but a lot of times they're right. You know, I kind of wonder who they, you know, what they're using, but they say it's a secret formula. Well,
I don't think it's a secret formula. They're right a lot of times, because if 10 years in a row you call for heavy snow and cold and it happens three times, people forget the other seven times and they remember the three times. I know that because of the way I talk about weather. You know, people say, wow, Marshall, he predicted that. Well, sure, when I say something over and over, year after year, and it finally happens.
Right, sooner or later, the probability is with you, right.
I'm a hero, you know.
Yeah, really. Yeah, absolutely right there. So that's that. I had my hot water heater installed yesterday. So I don't even know if I told you that it broke as of last Friday. So it was cold showers until. So they replaced that yesterday. And that was another $1,700.
Now, your hot water heater, I'm going to ask you a question here. Did you get one of those tankless ones or one with a tank?
I can't get the tankless down here because of our water quality.
Oh, that's too bad.
So I had to get, you know, one with the tank again. And it's a 40-gallon.
You know, you just think there's got to be a better way to heat your water than something that was invented 200 years ago.
Yeah, you would. You would. You know, and he said to me, he said, well, it's a good thing we caught this before it really broke down and started flooding. I said, yeah. He goes, think about it. He said, you know, these things hold 40 gallons. It's a lot of water.
Well, some of these water tanks have actually blown up and shot up like skyrockets as well. You know that.
I never saw that.
Yeah,
no.
Because of pressure that builds up in them sometimes.
That's scary.
That is really scary. Can you imagine that?
No, I mean, it sounds funny, but I can't.
You're sitting there and all of a sudden through the right side of your floor, the water tank.
Goodness.
I hate water tanks because they're grimy. You know what I mean? Now, thank God you're in it. Your house is fairly new, so it's not that way. It's not that way. But most of the times, water tanks are, you know, it's just grimy the way you have to get out there to fix it.
This was pretty decent. You know, it's in the furnace room, and he was able, you know, to. So he did it by himself, believe it or not. I thought they'd have like two guys, but no, he did the whole thing by himself and took his time and even replaced some of the copper piping that he didn't like. He replaced some of that. He did a very neat job. All in all, maybe 2 hours. Not bad, huh?
No, that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. 2 hours by himself?
By himself. Yeah, young guy, but knows his stuff. He's the same guy that came down here and had to move my ductless air conditioning about, I guess, maybe a year and a half ago. Did a nice job there, too. So that's it. Hopefully now, well, knock on wood, everything else will be okay as we go through the winter. My sister said to me last night, aren't you very nervous going into the fall? I said, why, because of the weather? No. Because of the flu and COVID, I said, I'm no more nervous now than I was in March.
Now, did your sister like the house?
Oh, yeah. She loved it. She really loved the house. And she said to me, I could see why you don't want to make the trip back and forth to Long Island. And I looked at her. I said, why? She said, well, if it weren't for the bridges, she said, the trip would be so much easier, she said, but because of the bridges, I can see why. Now, they made it here from Long Island, 1 hour and 5 minutes Friday, here, and then home, 1 hour and 20 minutes on a Friday. So she said the trip was a lot shorter, but she's not thrilled about the bridges.
They didn't go over the Tappan Zee, did they?
They did not, no.
Okay.
No. And, you know, and let's face it, it's costly.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I mean, two bridges, you know, I don't know. I guess round trip, it's got to be like $30.
Well, the George Washington Bridge is between $12 and $15.
Right. Okay. So for, and each way on the tri-bar or whatever they call it, Jackie Robinson. Yeah. 12. So, well, so maybe what? Maybe that's another $11. So $22, $23 just for tolls plus your gas.
Pretty expensive. Oh well, they got to pay for them somehow.
I guess so.
Got to keep them standing somehow. I haven't been over the new Tappan Zee Bridge. I'd like to ride over that, though.
It's very nice. Very nice.
Especially seeing as the old one was one of the worst bridges ever in the world to cross.
Yeah, this one's really, really nice.
All right. Well, speaking about very nice, we'll head into the day here today, Pat.
You do that, and I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right. Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center checking our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.